Zakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Beya, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. The Tana continues to explain the halachas of moving wood on Yamtev if I need them for fire fuel. Our Mishnah begins. Ein mevakein etzem. You cannot split wood. Loimen akairis. Not from beams. Veloimen akairis shenishbre beyamtev. And not from a beam which was broken on Yamtev. He wants to break the wood down into little pieces. Remember a pasuk from the parsha of the Akedah? Vayavaka atzei oila. So he goes out and he's saying, where can I get little pieces of wood? Where can I break off some little slivers of wood? Ah, here I have kairos, beams. These are complete beams that are lying one on top of the other, and they dafka put them one on top of the other to make sure that it doesn't warp, it doesn't get crooked, and they're prepared for building. He says, meanwhile, ooh, let me use a little bit for my wood for cooking on Yom Tov. You can't. These beams fall under the category of the most strict category of muktzah. Muktzah machmas chasarin kis. That's when a person is very makbid never to use it for anything else because he's scared it's going to break. We discussed this earlier. Do you remember the chumrah of muktzah machmas chasarin kis? You can't even use it letzarech gufa or makaima. If you have a hammer, let's say, a hammer is muktzah because it's a keli shemalachtei le'issa. It's a keli that's designated for things that are usher to do on Shabbos, like building. But technically speaking, you're allowed to move a hammer if it's in your way. If you have to sit down and the hammer is there, that's called tzarech mekaymai. You would even be allowed to use a hammer to crack nuts with it. That's called tzarech gufay. But muktzah machmas chasarin kis, that's when a person says, I would never use this for anything else because I'm scared it's going to get ruined. That you can't even move if it's in your way, and you can't even move it for a purpose of heter. So again, for sure, ein mevakin etzim loimen akairis, not from beams that are laying one on top of the other, prepared to be used for construction. But the Mishnah is telling us an even greater chiddush. Veloimen akairis shenishbara beyamtev. Even if this beam broke on Yamtev, it's not going to be used for construction anymore. After Yamtev, it has only one purpose. It can be used for fire fuel. But it still stays muktzah, because before it broke, it was Oimedes Labinyan. Its purpose was construction. And there's a rule. Anything that is muktzah bein hashmashais means a time period where it's safik yom, safik laila. The night is beginning to set in. It may already be yamtiv. Anything that is muktzah, when yamtiv sets in, stays muktzah the entire day. Even if the reason for it being muktzah no longer applies. When would I be able to chop off a little piece of the beam? If it broke on Erev Yom Tov. Then I can cut it even on Yom Tov. Because Ben Hashmashah is coming into Yom Tov, this beam was already set aside for fire fuel. We already knew then that it cannot be used for building. At this point, the Batanura explains that the Gemara tells us Chasurei Mechasra, something is missing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah actually should spell it out. We don't have the words. But the Mishnah really told us this halacha. The problem is only if it broke during Yom Tov. But if the wood broke from before Yom Tov, then it was Oimid Lahasaka, it was standing for fire fuel before Yom Tov, and you are allowed to chop it. However, says the Mishnah, even here where you're allowed to chop it, the Ein Mevakin, the Mishnah continues, you cannot split it, loy bekardai, not with an axe. The problem is, it looks like uvda dechal. It looks like a weekday thing. He's mamish working, he's chopping wood. But loy bemegeira, for that reason, you can't use a saw. Loy bemagal, that's called a sickle. It's like a kind of blade, which is a semicircle. Well, if I can't use these tools, how then can I do it? Ela bekafetz, you can use a kafetz. What is a kaifetz? A kaifetz is the knife that a butcher uses. It's really made for cutting meat, and it's not usually used for chopping wood. So again, I can't use a kardam. That's a regular axe. I can't use a megera. That's a saw. And I can't use this sickle, this magel, which is usually used to cut down branches. Now, once again, as we explained beforehand, what's the reason that you can't use these kalim? Because these are weekday kind of tools, it's asur on Yom Tov. it's considered uvda d'chayil. But being that most people don't chop wood with a butcher's knife, therefore you're allowed to use it on Yom Tov. Now, actually, the Gemara explains that even when it comes to the butcher's knife, the blade is broad on one side, and it kind of tapers off to a point on the other side. Even with the butcher's knife, you can only use the narrow side for chopping wood. The wide side would resemble too close to a woodcutter's axe. And Chazal were very sensitive about this. We shouldn't do anything on Yom Tov that looks like, oh, he's out chopping wood, looks like he's just doing weekday work. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Now, we explained earlier that something that is muktzah bein hashmoshes, meaning when Yom Tov sets in, like the complete beams, even if the reason that it's muktzah no longer exists on Yom Tov, it was muktzah because it was prepared for building. But during Yom Tov it broke. It can't be used for building anymore. It can only be used for fire fuel. But it makes no difference. It still remains muktzah throughout the day. And this is based on the rule, as we explained earlier. Migid is katzoi b'bein hashmoshes is katzoi l'kul yom. Something that's muktzah b'bein hashmoshes stays muktzah the entire day. Suppose you're walking on the field, and boom, an apple bops you on the head. It came flying off a tree. Can you use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov? And the answer is no. Why? Because at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was connected to the tree. It was muktzah. Even though now it's not connected anymore, and I didn't take it off, no one took it off, it fell off on its own. But once something is muktzah at the beginning, it's muktzah throughout. Therefore, zok the Mishnah Vayter. Bayis, we have a house, shumale peiros, which is full of peiros that are roi liachila, that you can eat. Problem is, it's sus, it's sealed. We're not just talking about window shades over here. Someone filled up the windows with bricks or stones. You can't get to these peiros unless you start removing bricks. And that's called taking apart a building on Yom Tov. But what happened was, the nivchas, it kind of opened up in one area on its own. Maybe a non-Jew did it. Maybe it happened on its own. But Lamaisa, right now it's open. I have a way to get to the Paris. Zok de Mishnah Noitel. It's mutter to take from the Paris. Even though Ben Ashmashas, he wasn't thinking about eating these Paris because he couldn't get to them. So we should answer the Paris based on the rule that once something is muktzah ben hashmoshes, it stays muktzah the entire day. But here's the chiddush. In this case, it's mutter. You know why? Because we're talking about where the bricks were placed over here without cement, without lime. There's nothing really gluing it together. You just put bricks one on top of the other. This type of stira, this type of taking apart, removing these bricks, would only be an iser derabbanan. If it was mamish cemented in, to remove the bricks, to chisel them out, would be an iser d'oraisa. But because the bricks are not cemented together, it's only an iser d'rabbanan. And under these circumstances, we say, if the blockage was removed on its own, on Yom Tov, there's no longer an iser muktzah on the peiros that are inside. However, the Tana continues, it's only mutter to take from the peiros, mimbekayim hapechas, only from the place where it opened up on its own, or the non-Jew opened it. You can't open it anymore. Rabbi Meir, Oim Reb Meir, says even a greater chiddush, even a greater kola. Rabbi Meir says, af poiches lechatchila v'naitel. Even if this didn't happen, that it opened on its own, you can lechatchila remove the bricks or stones with your hands. Reb Meir holds that being that they're not connected with any type of cement, removing them would not constitute an iser of stira, not even midrabanan. Okay, so quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that you cannot split wood neither from beams, which were set aside for construction, that's muktzah. And the Mishnah told us an even greater chiddush, not even from a beam that already broke on Yom Tov, because once it's muktzah bein hashmoshos, it stays muktzah the entire Yom Tov. However, if it broke from before Yom Tov, you can use it. But even then, you can't use a regular axe or a saw or a magel, which is that sickle, which is like a semicircle, which is usually used to cut branches. That would be uvda d'chayil, too much of a weekday kind of a thing. If you're going to chop wood on Yom Tov, if it's wood that broke from before Yom Tov and can no longer be used for construction, so it's not muktzah, you can only use a kofetz, a butcher's cleaver, and even then, only from the narrow side. We also learned in our Mishnah, if you have a house that is full of peiros, but it has been sealed, and we explained that talking about it was sealed with bricks, but it wasn't mamish cemented in. So it would only be an iser derabanan to remove it. Well, you still can't be over an iser derabanan, but if somehow, let's say, a non-Jew opened it, or it opened on its own, you can take from the place where it was broken into, can't break it anymore. And Remeir says, never mind if it opened on its own, but you can even lechatchila remove the bricks. And that's because Remeir holds that if it's not cemented in, there is no iser, not even midrabanan.